T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
You got to father's time.
But I'm dancing on the Valentine.
I tell you, somebody's fooling around with my chances on the danger line.
Had high hopes for music from England to wrap this up, this theme of music across the globe, but no more. Duran Duran. That's awful, too.
What's wrong with that?
Awful. 869-1240.
Well, everything can't be the Beatles.
The Twin Peaks Scenic Views. It'd be nice if they were mixed in.
Well, we only get four.
We got more music in England than we know what to
do with.
Well,
let's have an England
week. And we're
going
to have Motorhead, Amy Winehouse, and The Verve. Nice job.
Well, then let's have an England month.
Am I garbage?
No.
Well, I'm criticizing you. Right and left.
You're not disrespecting me, though.
I'm disrespecting you.
I don't think so.
Awful. How's that?
That's okay.
Tough news today, if you like animals, which both of us do. First of all, Grumpy Cat passes away at only 7.
Very sad.
That's I'm almost got emotional. I didn't know Grumpy Cat was only 7. Urinary tract infection and complications from that. And then we learned this afternoon that Millie, Ross Jansen's dog, that's just been a staple of Eyewitness News, Channel 12, has passed away at the age of 14. So our condolences to Ross Jansen and everyone at KWCH for the loss of Millie, and then to the world, really, for the loss of Grumpy Cat.
Yeah, how sad can that be? Maybe that's why I'm not in a good place today, because too many animals are leaving us.
No, you're often in this place.
No, I'm not. I wasn't in this place coming in.
Really?
No. But we'll put it behind us.
How about that?
We'll put it behind us.
That's probably like, nice, because I'm guessing that nobody liked that opening segment.
Just like you, I struggle to let things go, but we're going to do our best.
How do I struggle to let things go?
You harp on things as much as anyone ever.
Give me an example. I always like an example.
Well, my childhood, every time I brought home a C or lower, there was a conversation in the car that took at least an hour usually.
Oh, so parenting is harping.
Well, you asked for an example.
Okay.
But I think it's okay. We're both like it. We're both like that.
No, I'm not really. I would never call anyone garbage.
I took that back.
I would never do that, because I appreciate anybody who takes any time out of their day to listen to this, and I never take anything for granted.
Do you appreciate?
I learned that from being a newspaper guy.
Do you appreciate people who take time out to tell you they didn't listen?
That doesn't bother me at all. Do you know how many times people would tell, I'd never read your stuff. So what? I mean, seriously, it just doesn't matter.
That's my point. Why do you need to take time out of your day?
Whatever they need to do, it's okay.
To try to knock someone down a peg.
It's just okay.
I don't get it.
It doesn't matter, though. Okay? And you're just obsessed with it.
No, I'm not obsessed.
Many, many people have said, I wouldn't listen to your radio show for all the money in the world. I don't like you. You suck. So what? I chose this life. I chose to be out in the public eye. Okay? And when you choose that life, some people are going to like you. Some people aren't. And some people are going to be indifferent.
Well, I didn't really choose
and
this.
Well, then why? Again, I ask you, why do you do this?
I wanted to do a show with you. I was happy doing my little Saturday show where nobody listened or cared, but we got to talk about the things that we wanted to talk about, and I thought we did a good show together when we got to do shows together, and hey, that could be fun, and it usually is.
But you let things get to you. This, it's just not worth it. Look at.
But yesterday, even as passionate.
Look around on TV. I could name anybody on TV, and if you watched them long enough, and if you knew who they were, you'd have an immediate reaction to them. Joe Blow, don't like him. Sally Hemster, yeah, she's great. Jim Jones, he's okay.
I don't have those type of opinions about people.
Yes, you do. People are in the public eye.
Not
people,
many.
People who are on every day. People who are there. People who are omnipresent.
Like Vern
in your
Lundquist
life.
Doing the PGA Championship. He's pretty good. I've never taken 3 minutes to think about whether I
Vern
like.
Vern Lundquist is a legend.
He's good.
Okay. What about Nick Faldo?
I don't know.
Well, you don't watch golf.
But
those of us who watch golf have favorites. Have guys we like, people we don't like.
Fair enough. I suppose that's true. And when I
but when you're in the media or you're in the public domain, you better get used to negativity. And it shouldn't bother you.
Hold on. It can be constructive negativity. Yesterday, as much as we had that momentum conversation and everyone to a person thought I was an idiot, no one said, hey, Jeff, you're an idiot. They presented their points, and yes, it got a little heated, and there were disagreements, but it never turned personal or disrespectful.
You probably helped turn this personal, would be my guess. You probably did not douse the flame. More than likely, you fanned the flame. And that's how you are. That's how you're built. I get it.
Yesterday,
it took me a long time to figure out that wasn't the right way to go about things. So when people are critical of me, I try my very hardest. No matter how critical they are, no matter how personal they get, I try my very hardest not to let it bother me.
Fine. Well, this one got to me. And good job, Noel. You hooked me. Congratulations. I'm sure that's what you were going for. I'm sure that made your day. But you got
me. But you
me.
Wanted to be a newspaper reporter.
Nobody knew
you
who I was.
But they would. They knew who you were. You covered sports.
High school coaches.
They saw your name in the paper. What's different from what I did? I was in the paper for 43 years.
You went around and talked with people and
you didn't?
Not really.
Well, how'd you do your job?
What do you mean?
How'd you do your job if you didn't talk to people?
I talked to people who participated in the events, but there weren't that many.
Who did I talk to?
The fellow people covering the games, the fans.
Well, I guess that's called.
Yeah, and you're better at that than I am.
Being personable.
Right, and you're better at that than I am.
I don't see that it's that big of a challenge to be personable. Daniel, hello. You're on the drive with Bob and Grumpy Jeff.
Grumpy Cat Jeff, I guess.
Maybe.
Jeff, this is kind of an awkward conversation coming from you because weren't you the guy, 2 weeks ago, just bagging on some random coach because you didn't like him?
Who?
You're always going off the cuff and just talking about anybody. Oh, he's garbage. I don't like him. Asks you why, and you're like, I don't know. I just don't like him.
Like who? Besides Justin Verlander, who will never see, or I don't like tag him on Twitter.
You're jealous of that guy. But who was that coach a couple weeks back you just couldn't stop harping on about how he wasn't worth his job?
I can't remember. I don't know.
There's so many of them.
Listen, Daniel, all of us have.
I'm a little hypocritical here, buddy.
Daniel, all of us have preferences. Listen, there's people you don't like, Daniel.
Of course. That happens with everybody. But you got to understand that. Okay.
If somebody were to ask you, do you like the anchor for Channel 3, you'd have a reaction to that if you watch Channel 3. But if you're watching Channel 3, most likely you'd say, yeah, I do, because I watch Channel 3, right?
Of course.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
There's a difference between saying, I bet Mick Cronin fails.
The guy that you were upset with, listen, I will guarantee you, this is my honest to God belief, if Justin Verlander walked into this studio today and was a guest on this show, he'd be gracious, charming, and you'd like him, okay? Your little thing with Justin Verlander, fine, whatever.
But it's not like I'm writing him death threats or letters.
It works for you. It's okay. But just you're disrespectful.
Not to him.
On Twitter you are.
Not to him.
No, but if you take cheap shots on Twitter.
Oh, because I said my...
But if Verlander came into the studio, I've seen enough of him.
I wouldn't be doing the show that day.
Really? You would take a day off if we got Justin Verlander.
Competitively, I don't want to be around him.
Competitively?
Yeah.
Well, who do you? What do you compete with him on?
He competes against the teams that the team that I like.
Oh my God, it's just not. I don't know that it's getting any better. Bill, hello, you're on the show.
I'm sure that Jeff would be a clutch performer if he did get face to face with him, or he would gain some momentum. But anyway,
maybe.
Nick Cronin was the person that he couldn't stand, and I'm on board with him on that deal. It was Nick Cronin.
Listen, it's okay not to like a coach. My God, we're not.
Yeah.
It's okay not to like a coach, but to get personal enough where you're really angry and you're using words like garbage to describe someone, that to me is where you've crossed the line and gone off the rails.
I think I crossed the line and went off the rails because I called him a D-bag, so. We're coming clean on our shortcomings as far as that goes, but we also all already covered that Jeff can't small talk, he can't BS, so that's part of why he didn't reach out further like you did, Bob, as far as speaking in the public. He did what he had to do his job. After that, he was good. So
well, there you go.
It's just not my forte. It's not that I can't. It's just I don't somebody see today asked a lot me, of value in it.
Somebody today asked me, because I'm not going to be around forever, and I was talking to them at lunch today about we got to have a succession plan in place at some point for League 42. And,
wow.
And they said, what about Jeff? And I said, there's no way. You're not comfortable enough around the public to be able to pull that off.
You know what?
And this is a be around the public position.
It probably wouldn't suit me well, but I'm getting better at stuff like that. And I notice it, but I don't know. I don't need to let everybody know that I'm getting better. I'd rather talk about, hey, I'm not good at these things than, hey, I'm really awesome at small talk now.
No, nobody expects you to be really awesome, but you've always told me that you had no interest in that because it was too much around the public.
I just don't see value in it, small talk. I have conversations about things that
value in small talk is that I've got to represent League 42.
Right. You
and
do
I've
got to
represent myself as the host of this radio show and somebody who was in the media in this market for many, many years. I'm representing myself. So
no, I get that.
I'm going to do my best to be able to talk to people.
But I've lost my train. But you have a reason to do that.
So do you.
And I'm getting better at it. I used to hate calling people like at work or.
Let's hear a typical call. How does that go?
How are you?
I'm going to be the call. Hello?
Well, I'd had to call somebody. I had to call a few people today because we're hosting.
All right, let's reenact. Hello?
No, I'm trying to explain the context.
But I want to reenact.
I'm booking food trucks for the 811.
Hello, John's Food Truck.
Hey, I heard you still want to do it? All right, we'll see.
That's it?
No, of course not.
No, I'm John's Food Truck. Let's go.
I don't want to put that out on the air.
Hey, guy. Hey, John's Food Truck. What can I do?
Hey, we've been emailing back and forth. I'm Jeff with Paradigm in Wichita.
Oh, hey, Jeff. What's up, man?
You still interested in coming to host or coming to serve at our 811 run?
Sure. I need a few more details.
So August 11th at 7 o'clock p.m. And
so are you going to be there, Jeff? Do you like to run?
No, we're hosting the event, actually. My company, Paradigm, that I've mentioned.
All right. See, was that hard?
No, but I do that well. And now I can call anybody.
Jeff, you sound like garbage. What are you going to do then?
Will I ever live that down?
No.
But
never live that down.
2 seconds before the show, someone tweets at me, "So sensitive, Bobby." That will get to me. Now everyone knows.
Tweet Jeff.
At JLutes82.
So sensitive, Bobby. Let's just have an onslaught of that tweet. And so we can get past this.
Yes, let's.
Right?
Yes. But 2 seconds before the show, that didn't put me in a good place. So my sincerest apologies.
Now, I haven't checked the scores lately, but it looks like Tiger is very much in danger of missing the cut here in the PGA Championship at Bethpage Black. But when I did check probably an hour ago, here's where we were. My golfers were combined 3 under. Duda's golfers, and by the way, he has Brooks Koepka and Tommy Fleetwood, who at that time were 1-2, but they were a combined 1 under, even though those two were 16 under.
Now they're 13.
Your 10 golfers were a combined 26
under. What? 26? Oh.
You've got no hope.
Well, apparently not. I took some chances with my people. I didn't just want to pick all the, but my guys are performing terribly. Apparently.
Yeah, they're all bad. At the time I checked, you only had two that were under par.
Matsuyama and who?
Matsuyama and Cantlay. And that's it.
Cantlay's a good pick. That was a late round pick. If these guys that I had at the beginning would have pulled something off, I might be in the thick of it.
I had Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Adam Scott, Ricky Fowler, Louis Oosthuizen, they're all under par, and Phil Mickelson was at even par when last I checked.
You're doing well. Rob LeBritz is going to miss the cut at 4 over, which is pretty good for a U.S. Open. I think what the winner last year was like 2 over, wasn't he, or 7 over or something crazy like that.
869-1240 is our number. It's the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. If you want to weigh in, I think we've got Jeff cooled off somewhat. I think I'm cooled off to some degree, so it's probably safe now to come in.
I think so.
Do we want this show to devolve into a combatants?
No, and I wasn't trying to be like that. I came in and I was in a good mood, and then I don't listen to you. Like, okay.
What even precipitated it? Why?
The show up yesterday. That's all I did.
And I saw he went Z. So what?
Is that necessary?
Listen, I would have gone Z. It's not the best effort ever.
We had a good show yesterday.
You had a hockey guy and a baseball coach. It's okay.
And we were supposed to have a World Series of Faceoff qualifier.
I put the show up every day. Is it the most exciting show in the world every day in terms of guests? No. If somebody goes Z to me,
then this is why
I don't even respond.
This is why I don't self-promote. Because you can be completely innocuous for putting just the things you're going to have on the show and someone is just going to hate.
I like putting out what we have on the show.
So
do I. Listeners deserve to know. If they decide that they're not interested in that particular show because of the guest, then that's on them. Okay? This show is not particularly guest-driven, although my goal on this show is to give you a variety. Guests, banter, games, music, movies, food, you name it.
Right. And we usually accomplish that.
The goal is to go for variety. And if you decide that you look at the guests for a day's show and you say, then that's on you, Noel.
And I do want to say I'm sorry for the meltdown.
Really?
Yes.
What, did your wife text you?
No. But I feel bad now. Because I can only live in that space for so long, being upset. And then I just am over it, and I feel bad. And now I feel bad. Now we've reached the part of me feeling
bad. Do you need
bad.
A tissue?
No, I don't need a tissue.
Might you?
No, I'm not going to
If
cry.
We discuss this for 3 more minutes, would you bawl like a baby?
I don't think so. I think you might. I think I'm in a decent place.
I think you might. Although I'm not happy with this music today.
Well,
I've been looking for, honest to goodness, I've been looking forward to the England music today. And this, you want to talk.
What was now, I supposed to do?
I don't like even using the word garbage for music. But this is garbage.
But Motorhead?
It's bad.
Amy Winehouse?
It's a bad selection of music from England.
Well, it's hard to choose if you're not going to just choose Beatles, Stones, Zeppelin, and The Who.
That would have been my... I would have been so happy with
that's unimaginative.
So we got Duran Duran, Motorhead, Amy Winehouse, and The Verve.
And then you go, okay, well, Elton John, Pink Floyd, and then those are obvious. So you have to make them famous but not obvious.
By the way, I almost, in the heat of all this stuff, I almost forgot that I bought tickets to see the Carole King musical.
That should have cheered you up.
No, my phone's blowing up. My friend Dwayne tells me I stink. See?
He said I'm a swell guy. So he's trying to tweak us, but I appreciate that.
There are more than one, more than two people out there who think I'm awful. The worst thing ever. And you know what? I don't even think about it.
I know, and usually I don't. Again, I got hooked today. And good. Good for Noel.
Then he wins.
I know. Don't think I don't know that.
He won the day.
I know.
Let's take a break. When we return, Wichita Wizards basketball. They're undefeated, semi-pro team here in town. They're at home tomorrow night. They're the number one ranked team in their league. Obviously undefeated. That would make you see that logic. We'll be back with their general manager and my friend Larry Dennis. That's next on The Drive with Bob and Jeff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.